It's so much fun, isn't it? It's fun. It's fun. It's fun. I'm glad God gave us that ability down here. I usually sing so low nobody can hear me, but I sang pretty loud that time because you people were loud. Wow, you act like a bunch of children with that song. George. Now, one of my favorite people in all the world, one of your favorite people I know, one of your favorite people in all the world, is going to share thoughts with us tonight. I don't think any of you have ever met her yet, though. I don't think so. But she is dynamite. She is ready and willing to work for God for the rest of her life. And she's got so many years ahead of her, and I know God is so pleased because not only is she working for God and putting in that every moment of her life, she's also being a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife and a tremendous job keeping the airplanes in the air. And that is our Jody.
I have my paper in my pocket and then I send it in the purse.
Okay. So I don't come to Wednesdays anymore. First, I have to like dive on the sword. And I just wanted to say that the person who's missing out is me for missing Wednesdays. So, while I feel bad, I know I'm the one that's missing out. And hopefully some point I'll be able to fit it into my schedule and come back. But I'm so honored and humbled and privileged to be here today of all days, because when we talked about booking, and then we had the mix-up, sorry, Charlene, for the mix-up of the dates. Somehow I thought that so that was funny. And then it all worked out, and I didn't know I was speaking on your birthday, but what an honor and a privilege to get to do that. And how lucky are we to be here today? Yes. It's her birthday. So, while I get to stand up here and babble on, really, I'm just glad to, I'm honored and privileged that I get to talk on a day where we get to celebrate Millie. Hey. So, what's the meaning of life? Anyone? If you've been to Millie's classes, you might know. Well, love. Love. She gave away the secret already today. Because Millie is an example of the answer to that. What's the meaning of life? So I was kind of, I wanted to talk about her, but I wanted to talk about how it kind of relates to all of us, maybe a little bit. And I'll just, I get like 15 minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, I could do that. Last night, Millie was talking about when you read the Bible, with whether you read it with fear or with love or whatever you're looking for in the Bible, and how, and then it, that kind of determines what you read in there. And so having been fortunate enough to fall into the lap of spiritualism in 2002, I've been mulling it over a lot. And then reading the Bible with that spiritualist thought pattern is super fun, because then like these little things start to unlock. Like the, it's almost like what's the movie with Tom Hanks? The what is it? Da Vinci Code. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Things just start clicking into place for each one of us. I know you guys all know what I'm talking about too. Like all of your puzzle pieces start clicking into place when. With the spiritualist thought pattern, at least for me. So I had a friend who was a little bit more fundamental in the belief system, and I had rattled off some spiritualist things, and he said, okay, go read Genesis 3 and tell me what you think. So I went and read Genesis 3, and I just laughed and laughed because it was such... Millie always talks about painting a picture, so here was the picture, right? So it's Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And the snake and the tree and the whole bit, right? And so the snake, it picks up, and the snake saying, so you can't eat any of this fruit. And she'd go, no, it's just the the tree in the middle that we can't eat. Okay, so why can't you eat that? You know, and they're having this conversation, and we all know they all decide to eat the fruit, and they all blamed each other for it, which I thought was so human and hilarious. Because, like, God comes along, and first of all, Adam's hiding, and God's like, why are you hiding? And he's like, because I'm naked, you know? And he's like, how do you know you're naked? You know? Oh, she made me eat the apple. And then he goes, Eve, how could you do that? And she goes, the snake told me to do it. So it's so human and it's so funny. But what I think is cool is like, okay, so basically for me, that was God saying, you have a choice of which room you want to go to, you know? So I kind of liken the tree in the middle to the earth school, you know? And so he's saying, all right, fine, look, now you've eaten the tree, and so now I got to tell you what you're in for, because now you have to work the soil, you have to work really hard to get your food now, and you're going to have natural enemies now because you've chosen to live this flesh life. So snakes can bite you, spiders can bite you, cars can run you over, you know. Women, sorry, did the best I could, but it's still going to hurt when you have babies, sorry, you know. But he gave us fair warning, did he not? Read in there, he warned us. And so I just think it was kind of funny. He kind of painted the picture of saying, look, if you're my child, I love you so much. And yes, if you want to have this experience, here's your fair warning of what you're going to face when you get down here. So I thought that was cool of him to kind of give us a fair warning. That's the way I saw Genesis. And then went over to, I was looking over some notes, and I wrote down Corinthians. And so Millie would have read this in class, but you are not your body. You are just in it, right? So now we're back in this flesh choice. And so now we've chosen to eat the fruit, and now we need to be aware of the fact that we're in a flesh body, but we're spirits inside a flesh body. And that's where Dave Hamill had told me a story once. I miss Dave. We see him every once in a while. But I didn't read the book, but I liked the story, which was, okay, there's mind in every cell of the body. So you do yoga, right? And they'll say, breathe, right? And there's a mind in every cell and, you know, peace throughout your body and all that. So every cell in your body has intelligence. Every cell knows what to do. So you're inside your mom's stomach. All that flesh is building itself. Right? And then one of the thoughts that I really like that Millie had shared was you kind of, as that soul, you'll pop kind of in and out in gestation, right? And kind of check in on your little flesh body and see how things are going and stuff. But you don't come in to stay until whenever, right? So it's going to be close to when you're going to go ahead and be born, right? But at that moment, the idea that I liked so much was at that moment, the flesh intelligence says to the soul that moves in, who are you? Like, I did all this work. Oh, and now you're just going to move right in and try to control. Like, this is my house. And so we are ready, are facing that choice of whether or not, like, who's in charge, right? Who's in charge today? And every day as we get to decide who's in charge. And that was some of the talk, some of the circle of last night was, Tony, I think you might have said it, or Dan. It was about perception. Was it you, Tony? It was like, you know, you decide to get up in the morning or not, right? And it was about the perception of how you're going to look at each day. So Matthew 4, again, like you go read the Bible and here's the stories and here's the pictures that start being painted. And for me, and I know I've talked about this, but I wanted to keep talking about it. 40 days and 40 nights. So Jesus gets led into the wilderness, and he gets to make all these choices, you know. Is he going to love money, or is he going to love God? Is he going to treat his body like crap, or is he going to honor his body? Is he going to use his powers for just himself, or is he going to help other people with his powers too, right? And how is that any different than every day when we wake up? And then last night, Millie was talking about her friend, Marie, right? Her name was Marie? Okay, so I don't know the whole story, but apparently Marie was getting ready to leave the body, had been in spiritual classes, and had made the commitment to Monday night class?
Monday night class.
In Escondido. Made the commitment to come back and tell them what it was like. And she did. So tomorrow, whoever's in Thursday class, sorry, what is it, spoiler alert? So when Marie comes back and tells him about it, she says, what seemed like 1,000 years is an inch. It's an inch. So her whole life culminated into an inch that you got to look at, and you got to decide how you did. But guess what? An inch can fit in my hand, you know? Woo! You know, so really, that's how long you're here, an inch. So 40 days and 40 nights, you know? And every day you're going to make that choice. Every day you're going to wake up and decide what master you're going to serve. And here is the example. On a day like today, we can celebrate the fact that this beautiful, beautiful minister, teacher, beautiful woman, mother. She was an employee too, kept Union Tribune and a little bit of General Dynamics going there. Yeah?
Boeing,
yeah. So we get to celebrate the fact that she was born and she's on this earth. Yay! And and I think Millie would cop to not being perfect. And I'm sure that there's days or moments when Millie has a non-Christian, you know, I mean, we've all had bad days, right? So Millie's not perfect. You know, I mean, okay, so it's 2002. I've been trying to find a lot of things wrong with her. I really am coming up short. Sorry. But every once in a while, she'll admit to not being perfect. So I'll believe her that she's not perfect. But what a great example of somebody who's really chosen to use their time here while they're here. Why are we here? We're here to love each other, you know. And last night and this year has kind of been an example, you know, where we all have those horrible days. And we all, it's either family or it's work family, or sometimes it's even church family, and it's relationships. And we have those times where it's really not the funnest thing. But then if we remember that it's just an inch, then, you know, maybe we can remember that it's not who we are and that we're just in this body just for this short amount of time, and that maybe, just maybe, none of the other stuff matters. Yes, we need to keep the airplanes in the sky. You know, that's a good thing. We don't want them falling out of the sky. But we go to work every day, and it is to keep the planes in the sky, but it's to keep the planes in the sky and still love people while we're doing it. You know, and what's going to matter when we leave here is how much we loved while we were doing all those things. And sometimes it was things that we didn't like traffic jams and horrible days at work, or people that we don't understand or we don't have enough information about to cast any kind of judgment on anybody. So I would just ask that on a day like today, on a beautiful day like today, when we're celebrating people who come to the earth to love each other, the best gift that we can give Millie for her birthday isn't flowers, it isn't jewelry, it isn't cards, it isn't money. It is loving each other. Love each other. Go find somebody to love. Bring somebody in here. Go to work. Love everybody there. Be in a traffic jam. Love everybody in the traffic jam. One of her great techniques, though, And then I'll finish, is, and I always love this, is if you happen to do, like, a horrible thing on the road, you accidentally cut somebody off, right? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. And they're driving by, oh, they're mad, and they give you the finger, and, oh, and then Billy, I wave at him like I know him. Oh, hi! And they're, oh, my gosh, did I know? Was that my mother's best friend? Oh, my gosh, that's my boss's mom, my boss. No, great technique. But, yeah, so let's give Millie some love. This is her birthday. So we've got a bunch of wonderful things that we want to say to you. And so I'm not sure how this is all going to work out, but I'm going to start by saying I am so glad you were born. Yay! You're a gift to the world. Anybody else, stand up. You can read your cards. You can stand up and say something.
You know what's funny? Divine Spirit is always planning this. Mine is, Dear Reverend Millie, happy birthday. Thank you for teaching us love. I always remember that you loved us first.
Come on up.
Did you read that, Millie?
I mean, I don't know what she's going to talk about.
I don't know what she's going to say. And even though this is not my first time, Millie, but I remember the first time that I came here, and it was like I had been loved here all the time. And every time, even though I don't come very often because I don't live here, it is the first time remembering how you were there for me. And all of you.
We love you first.
Happy birthday, Mike. You're the greatest birthday gift to us. And I love you more.
My card is in there, but regardless, I do recall what I said and wrote. I should say, notwithstanding my wife, Beth, that you're the most beautiful soul I have ever met. Come on.
Millie, happy birthday. You are an example for all of us. And the spirit and the love that you show is just beautiful. I love you.
Anyone else want to get up?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Reverend Millie, I just wanted to say that you've made this incarnation so delightful and so full of love for me. And I just love you from the bottom of my soul.
I want to say I haven't been here long, but this woman sitting in front of us is probably, no, she is the most amazing, beautiful woman that I've ever met. And I haven't been on here long, 28 years, but you are amazing. And, you know, Adam, Alex, Alan, whatever you want to call me, I
I love you, Millie, and you always welcome me back from the first time. And I go away for 2 months and 3 months and 5 months and 7 months, and you always welcome me back with love and make me work hard and think hard. I love you, Millie. Thank you so much.
Millie, you've changed my life so much since the last 3 years. I really don't know what else to say. And I love you so much, and I'm looking forward to more of support from you.
All right, here's one. Dearest Millie, I love and appreciate you with all my heart. Happy birthday, most affectionately, Debbie.
Happy birthday, Millie. Thank you for coming and helping so many people on this planet, Cindy.
Hi, Millie. Happy birthday. Craig.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, exclamation point.
Emphasis.
What birthday?
Thank you for your positive messages. Love, Kira and Alex. Did I get that right? Kira and Alex. Oh.
Millie, wishing you a happy birthday. God has given us the best gift. You. Love, 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 Kim.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Millie. Thank you for all you do. You are a blessing to so many. I am so honored to know you. Hugs and love, Sylvia.
Whoa. Millie, happy birthday, beautiful. We are tremendously blessed to have you as our pastor. I hope to one day love at the capacity that you love us. I love you, Diana.
Oh. Regis. Okay.
Dear Millie, I love you so much no words can tell you. Together we are a bubble of God. Love, Nathan.
Oh. Oh. Happy birthday, Millie. Love always, Rita and Larry.
Oh. Millie, you are the best. Now you have caught up to me.
Awesome. Okay. 84? What's that in dog years? Speaking of dogs, I get an itch to see you every so often in a puppy-like excitement when I see your beautiful face. Happiest birthday wishes, Michael Dare.
Cheers. Happy birthday, love. Always, Patricia. How do you say your last name?
Raska.
Raska.
Dear Millie, you are a gift from God. Thank you for all your yeses along the way. We love you. Happy birthday, Millie. Kathy with a K.
Millie, I love you and think you are a good influence on so many people. Happy birthday, Amy? Tony? I'm sorry. I can't read this one. Something R. Something R. Raise your hand. Yeah. Tony!
Have a blessed birthday. You deserve to celebrate. Love. Is it Marcia? Marcia.
Millie, thank you for being a role model and spiritual leader. Your being born has been a great thing for this world. May you have 80 plus more birthdays. Yay. God bless and keep you. Love, Lindy.
Millie, little chicky, you are so precious to me. Love you to pieces. I am so very blessed you're in my life. I love you so much forever and ever. La Pearl. Lorianne.
And your TSA girl, Diana. Happy birthday.
Millie, you are one of life's true blessings. Thank you for sharing your bubble of God. Love, Lisa.
Lisa, where are you?
She's right there.
She's crying.
She's next to Alex.
Next to Alex. Anthony.
Christina, do you want to read her?
Or you can sing it. Sorry.
No, just kidding.
Millie, on and lonely.
Happy birthday.
Wow. Oh, I'm spoiled. I'm so
the one and only, you have changed my life. If it wasn't for you, this would not exist. I give honor and love to all your angels for the amazing things they do with you. I love you so much.
Oh, Christine. Tuesday class. Tuesday just in class. Case you didn't know.
I put it on there for her. Happy birthday, Millie. I love you and want you to have a fun, healthy year, Mary.
And Sherry, I know you're going to climb over everybody to get up here. Happy birthday, special angel. I love you more than words can say. Have a fabulous, healthy year. Love, Sherry. XXOO.
This says, with lots of hearts, happy. It says 82nd birthday. Well, you got younger. Huh. To my precious Millie, I always love you, Judy.
Aww. Thank you. I've been
here
a couple years.
Woo-hoo. Millie, you are the most beautiful soul I ever met.
That's me again. You're echoing me.
Wishing you all of my love with Beth on your birthday. David.
David.
Oh. Love you, Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne.
Millie, wishing you the most awesome birthday ever. Don't know how we could have done it without you. Love and always, Linda.
Linda.
So. Thanks for all your blessings. Love, Chewy.
Millie, the day God placed you in my life, do you want to read this? Okay. Has been one of the most important days. The love you have showered with me with, the understanding, the compassionate were so important for my being able to deal with so many life challenges. And I've been, for the past 2 years, and she loved you first.
Millie, happy birthday. Love you so much. You are everyone's angel, Anna and Matthew. Is it Matthews, Walter?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To an amazing, wonderful person, love, Alan, Adam, Alex, Andrew, etc.
Millie, what more than you are beautiful? Love, Shannon. She's right back there.
Oh, way back. There she is. Back to the...
Well, we wanted to...
Wait. I didn't get to...
Yay!
Waiting there for my turn.
Oh, wow.
This is my turn now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, Millie...
Here comes Adam.
Over 15 years ago, I can't believe it's been 15 years, but over this period of time, you've been more influential in changing and shifting just ever so little the way that I think and embrace the Spirit of God in an approach to life. And I have to tell you that with all the Bible verses and all the knowledge and all this puffy stuff, that you made it so simple when you said, it's about your love volume. And I think that all of us would agree that your love volume is larger than life. And I love you, and we totally love you together. Happy birthday.
You're loving each other. But this tonight, you have overdone it. Oh my.
We knocked you over with love, didn't we?
First time I've ever seen you speechless.
I am the luckiest old lady in the world. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. What on earth could anyone want other than what you people have given me tonight? And you have given me through the years. Wow. You know, I don't do anything except enjoy everybody. That's all I do.
You love us,
you
Millie.
You do it with such love, though.
Throw in some wise words there every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
You throw in some wise words every now and again.
Thank you, Millie.
She's just...
Well, my body's wearing out, but my love volume is getting stronger, and every day I'm more and more thankful for my life. More and more thankful every day for my life, for this opportunity to be here and know you people, and to have someone I can ascend with, like Janie. She can't go till I go. I can't go till she goes. We got to go together. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay. Who's here for the first time? Does anybody feel the energy as strong as I do? Does anybody feel the energy in here? Well, now that you've taken my mind and packed it into a little packet, I don't know what you did with it, but I can't find it now.